The bracha of Elokeinu Shama is the subject of our discussion now. In some Sidurim, the bracha of Elokeinu Shama is actually recorded after the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Some Sidurim, it's recorded after Elu Devarim, and in some Sidurim, it says that some have the custom to say it after the bracha of Asher Yatzar. The question is why? So Tosfos, both in Brachos, Daf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph, and in Psachim, Daf Kuf, Dalem, and Beis, ask the following question. Most Brachos start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bere Pro 8, Shakol Nivdero, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam, Asher Nasan Lasech V'Vin Alevchim, Yom Vein Laila. Many Brachos start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Why doesn't Elokeinu Shema start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? So the way that Tosfos answers this question is that the bracha of Elokeinu Shema is really a bracha of hoda'ah. It's really only, and that's one formulation. Another formulation is a bracha of shevach. It's a bracha of praise. It's a bracha of thanksgiving. It's a bracha that's after we experience something, so then we thank Hashem for that. So for those type of brachos, we don't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. If it's a bracha before we eat food, or before we perform a mitzvah, so then we start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That seems to be a more significant bracha. If it's only Hoda'a Ba'alma, or Shevach U'Tfilah Ba'alma, a simple praise, a simple thanksgiving, then we don't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. However, there's another way to understand why Elokeinu Shema doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, because we know that a bracha smucha lechaverta. Let's say you have a bunch of brachos, and they're all connected. They're all part of one unit. So the first bracha will start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and the subsequent ones do not. So for example, in Shimon Esrei, the first bracha of Shimon Esrei starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam v'seidu. The second bracha starts Atagi Bor Lalam Hashem. The third bracha starts Atakadosh Vishimcha Kadosh, because they're all connected. So only the first bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem, and subsequent brachas do not. The Darche Moshe says that the bracha of Elokeinu Shema is connected to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So perhaps because they're linked, so therefore Elokeinu Shema doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. How are they connected? Because the bracha of Asher Yatzar is praising Hashem that what? He created a body, but he also, in creating our body, he was able to create our body in a way that it's a receptacle for our neshama. That the physical body can house our spiritual neshama. And then Elokeinu Shema is blessing Hashem for what? For our neshama. Thanking Hashem for returning our neshama, our soul, every morning. So they're linked. Asher Yatzar is praising Hashem, not that he has created us with a wonderful body, but that he created the body in such a way that our physical body can house our spiritual soul. And then it's linked with Elokeinu Shema, which is a bracha praising, thanking Hashem for our soul. So that's a bracha smucha lechaverta, connected to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So it doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam.